Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Phillies Today right here on Sports Radio 94WIP, a Phillies 24/7 podcast. This is Francisco Rojas with you on Monday, November 18th. As we roll on through the offseason and have a fun show for you today. We are, of course, going to update you on everything that is happening right now this offseason with the Philadelphia Phillies, just as far as recent news go. If you want to go listen to who I think the Phillies should go acquire this winter, who I would like them to trade for potentially, sign this offseason, I have done it. You know, the last couple of weeks, and I'm sure others like Justin Morgenstein have done the same. So make sure you go listen to stuff like that if you want more off-season previews. But we'll have, you know, updates for you on everything. We're going to start with, of course, you know, a little Juan Soto reports, because I think there's still some of you out there that potentially believe that they're going to go after Juan Soto, but it's probably not going to happen, which is what it looks like. So we'll talk about that. Get to a little bit of around MLB a little later in the show, as well as a little bit of this day in Phillies history. And today, starting a new segment. We're starting, you know, a new little bit here. I look forward to the offseason almost sometimes to a certain extent because I feel like I can get creative, where obviously there's so much going on during the season. But going to do the all-90s Phillies team. Starting with the 90s, maybe I could try to do 80s and past decades like that. You know, I'm 29, so it's a little tough for me. You know, 2000s, 2010s, the 20s right now, a little more up my alley. 90s, almost kind of up my alley, you know, growing up as a young kid in the late 90s to a certain extent. I knew a lot of baseball even as like a 4 or 5 year old. So going to do all 90s Phillies team. All 90s Phillies team. Going to get to that in just a little bit. But let's start with some offseason news and updates as it pertains to the Fightins. Number one thing here, Andrew Painter. Andrew Painter named the Arizona Fall League Pitcher of the Year. His numbers through 6 starts this fall: six starts, 15 and two-thirds innings, a .230 earned run average, .189 batting average against. He had a .89 whip, 18-4 strikeout to walk ratio. Was good for strikeouts per nine, just over 10, and a walks per nine innings of just over two. It was a really, really strong fall for Andrew Painter. And we love to see it. Love to see it because the guy is somebody who is going to potentially be at the back end of this rotation, you know, heading into this season. And if not, at least at some point this year. That's the expectation, according to Dave Dombrowski. So Andrew Painter, named Arizona Fall League Pitcher of the Year. And that is what we like to hear for a guy coming off of Tommy John surgery and potentially could contribute for this Phillies rotation as young as he is. Zach Wheeler, will he or will he not win the Cy Young? I think we all pretty much know it's probably going to be Chris Sale. Sale had a bit of a better season than Zach Wheeler, but not by much. Paul Skeens also finishing as a finalist, as the Cy Young Awards will be announced for the National League and the American League. That's coming up on Wednesday. So it was Chris Sale, Paul Skeens, and Zach Wheeler that finish as finalists for the Cy Young. Look, Wheeler, great season and an incredible season in 2021. We know how good Wheeler was that year. There was an argument for him to win. I know there's a lot of people that say he got robbed that year, and that's fine if you feel that way. I think Corbin Burns, you know, was rightful to win it, but I understood that if you felt Zach Wheeler should have won it too. I think there were arguments for him either way. This season, probably the same as far as him and Sale go. Probably the same. It looks like it's going to be Chris Sale. And especially as, I think, popular of a pitcher as Sale has been throughout his career, especially when he went from Chicago to Boston, just feels like Chris Sale's going to win it. And he's going to win it pretty unanimously. I think it's going to go Sale, Wheeler, Skeens. So you got those three. Zach Wheeler, probably not going to win the Cy Young, but maybe I'm wrong. And it would be really cool if Wheels was able to win the award. So Wheeler, we'll see. Cy Young Awards are going to be announced on Wednesday. Latest reports on Juan Soto. So he has met with three teams. He has met with the Toronto Blue Jays, the Red Sox, and now the New York Mets. And he is scheduled to meet with the New York Yankees this coming today. Today he is supposed to meet with the Yanks in California. Why California? I guess what? Scott Boras' complex? I guess that's what it is. So Scott Boras, Juan Soto, they're going to meet with the New York Yankees. I still think he's a Yankee, but apparently the Blue Jays, Red Sox, and Mets all put together very impressive presentations for Juan Soto, who was a big part in the New York Yankees getting to the World Series this year. Would just be really surprised if he did not end up being a New York Yankee by opening day this season. All right. Got a new segment for you today. I enjoy doing this stuff. If you listen to the other baseball podcast I do called The Shift, and I do it with my brother, good brother, Nick Earnshaw. We do like all-time franchises. So we've done an all-time Phillies team before, and maybe I'll do it again here on this show just for you guys. Do an all-time franchise. We've done all-time franchises and decided, you know what, maybe not. We could kind of break this up. And I can go by decade. I'm not going to go by like five-year stints. We might as well just go like, you know, top Phillies teams all time. But we'll go all decades teams. And I want to start with the 90s. I didn't want to start with the slam dunks, really the 2000s and the 2010s, which is a little more up my alley just because, you know, being a kid growing up through those two decades specifically. But 90s, I know enough because I'm 29 and, you know, late 90s, especially, you know, during the revival of, you know, baseball really being like its popularity coming out of the strike from 94 and, you know, having the home run chase with McGuire and Sosa in 98 and eventually the steroid era. Well, not eventually, it was the steroid era. So I know my 90s baseball. Maybe not the early 90s as much. Still had to go back and do my research a little more. But felt like I could do enough here to do a 90s, all 90s Phillies team. Not going to do necessarily a lineup, but I will go by position, a starting pitcher and a closer. We're not doing a starting five pitching rotation and a bullpen, full bullpen. Now, that could be a fun project. Maybe I will do that at some point. I don't know if I do that on a podcast where I would do that. But decided to go 1 through 9 plus a closer slash reliever. So, catcher, pretty easy. Darren Dalton. Part of the 93 Phils was a big part of those, big part of that 93 Phillies team. Won back to back, or he was top 10 in MVP voting in back to back years in 92 and 93. Had no PS plus of 135 or more for three straight seasons from 1992 to 1994. Darren Dalton, I thought, was a pretty easy one at catcher. Mike Lieberthal, a good second, but Darren Dalton edges out Lieberthal at catcher for me. First base, we are going to go with John Kruk. I think it's pretty obvious. Krucker, from 91 to 93, no, he was not a Ryan Howard hitting 40-plus homers, you know, in a five-year span. But Kruk was a very good, just productive hitter. He just was. From 91 to 93, those prime years for him, 311, 407, 472 slash line with an 880 OPS. That's good for a 145 OPS plus overall for John Kruk. Somebody with almost a 300, 400, 500 slash line for his prime in the 90s, the early 90s for the Phils. So Kruk thought he was an easy answer at first base. No one really comes close. Rico Bronya thought he might be a little underrated, at least with the glove, even with the bat. He was had some power as well. But John Kruk, pretty easy. Second base, no one that was overwhelming at second base. But Mickey Morandini, he's the guy. Again, was a staple at second for the Phils. It was kind of an average to below average hitter. Played some decent second base, right? Was a popular name here in the city. There's just no one, like, look, no offense to Mickey Morandini. Was a solid player, but no one overwhelming at second base. Going to lean into Mickey Morandini here. So, Mickey Morandini, he's my second baseman on my all-time 90s Phillies team.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But also, even speaking to this, like, and I knew this going into this, there's some holes here, man. There's some holes. There were a lot of bad and like very notable names as far as just obscure bad Phillies players, but a lot of them came from the mid to late 90s. And just not to say Morandini was one of those. He was actually, he was not below average and a below average obscure. You know what I'm saying. But Mickey Morandini didn't make an all-star team in 95. So we'll give him that. All-star team in 95, whether it was deserved or not, that's a conversation for another day. Kevin Stocker, love Stock. You know, great, great color commentator for the Phils now. But again, another one where it was like, well, didn't really have anybody else to go with. But I'll go with Stock's rookie of the year, or rookie of the year. But he got some rookie of the year votes in 93 after posting, what, I think he had an average better than 300 and OPS north of, it was above average. So Stock, you know, part of that 93 team where they called him up, right? And I'm going with Stock at shortstop. No one else really to go with. Kevin Sefcik, no. Desi Relaford, no. Kevin Jordan, utility guy, no. Yeah, so Stocker is my starting shortstop. Third base, easy. Scott Rolen. I think people forget how good Rolen was. People just like forget how, like, overall, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, obviously, but, or maybe not obvious to some people, because there are some people that didn't think he was a Hall of Famer, but one of the best defensive third basemen of all time to go with, you know, his good power or just good overall production at the plate. Rookie of the year, 97. 98 had a very good year. 293, 91, 532 slash line, 139 OPS plus with just above 30 homers and 110 RBIs. Also won the Gold Glove that year. 20th in MVP voting. Scott Rolen. 90s, late 90s. You know, he was young, but he was already being, it was a preview of what was to come for his career. And Scott Rolen was already a good player out of the gate as a Philly. Outfield, Dykstra for sure. Lenny Dykstra, his 93 season. Talk about the steroids, whatever. A lot of players use steroids in that era. So, like, whatever. But Dykstra, easy one for me. And I'm not going, like, specifically left, center, or right field. I just go outfield. So, Dykstra, Lenny Dykstra, Bobby Abreu, and yes, Doug Glanville. There is no overwhelming third outfielder for me. And even Abreu, because he only, it was a couple of years there, or actually were underrated. He had six plus WAR seasons from 98 and 99. Like, and Abreu, just criminally underrated and underappreciated player. I'm pretty sure I've done the underappreciated Phillies Bobby Abreu segment on this show before. And so Abreu, Dykstra, and yes, Doug Glanville. There was no overwhelming, again, third outfielder. Jim Eisenreich, he was fine. And yes, I know he's a beloved player from the 93 team, but Eisenreich, no. I went with Doug Glanville. Doug Glanville is my third outfielder. Had speed, played good defense, a decent bat. I went with Doug Glanville. Would love to know your thoughts, though, on those positional players. We do this because I love the debate. Starting pitcher, Curt Schilling, pretty obvious. There were some other good ones, Mulholland, Danny Jackson, that had good careers as Phillies and good seasons. But mine was Curt Schilling. Look at that, 97 and 98, back-to-back 300 strikeout seasons. Had some stellar performances in the playoffs for the Phils in 93. I mean, he's one of the best playoff pitchers ever, and he got that started with the Phils back in 97, 98. And then closer. No, it's not Mitchie Poo. I'm going Ricky Bell. Ricky Bell is my closer. Had a good career. Had an underrated career as a Philly. 3.56 ERA, 1.20 ERA plus, 75 saves, a FIP under 4. Mitch Williams' numbers, they were good, but honestly, like, pretty close to Ricky Bell. You could probably go one or the other. So I'm not mad. I'm not. It's not like a slam dunk pick for either one for me, whether it's Mitch Williams or Ricky Bell. But, well, with Ricky Bell, slightly above Mitch Williams, but I think you could go either way there. Both had good careers as Phillies. Except for, I think, Ricky Bell came back at like 01. He did not have a good year. Or like 99. Or one of those years. Ricky Bell didn't have a good year. But I will take the bulk of Ricky Bell there. Okay, so that is my all-90s Phillies team. You let me know. I'm going to go real quick. Catcher, Darren Dalton. First base, John Kruk. Second base, Mickey Morandini. Shortstop, Kevin Stocker. Third base, Scott Rolen. Outfield, Lenny Dykstra, Bobby Abreu, and Doug Glanville. And then starting pitcher, Curt Schilling. Closer slash reliever, Ricky Vitalico. That is my all-90s Phillies team. Love to know your thoughts on Twitter slash X at @Rojas_media_. Would love to know who you have as your 90s Phillies team. 1 through 10. I'm going 1 through 9 plus that 10th, which is the reliever slash closer. So let me know your thoughts. Around Major League Baseball, Rookie of the Year awards are today. So Rookie of the Year is today. And it is looking like probably, I'm going to be honest, it's probably going to be Skeens in the National League. Whether or not I agree with that, probably going to be Skeens. So Skeens, Jackson Churio from the Brewers, Jackson Merrill from the Padres, all the finalists for the National League. And then for the American League, it is Colton Cowser, Luis Hill, and Austin Wells from the Yankees. So the Yanks having two guys finish in Rookie of the Year finalists. Manager of the Year awards, they are tomorrow. Cy Young, we talked about them already. They are on Wednesday. And then MVP awards are going to be Thursday. Most likely going to be Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge in their respective leagues. Also around Major League Baseball, Paul Skeens. This is really interesting. How about Topps is releasing a one-of-one. There's only going to be one of these cards. Paul Skeens rookie debut autograph patch card. And that is going to debut soon. And the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to give a fan the following. If a fan gets the card, they are going to give one lucky person, according to the Pirates, two Pirates season tickets behind home plate for the next 30 years, a softball game for 30 at PNC Park, plus a coaching from Pirates alumni, spring training experience like no other, private tour of Pirates City, a meet and greet with Paul Skeens, two Paul Skeens autographed jerseys, two batting practice warm-up, or a take batting practice slash warm-up with the team, and other unique experiences at Pirate City and the ballpark. Pretty awesome thing there. So if somebody, if that one lucky person is able to get that Paul Skeens card, they're going to get something. Well, I mean, what would you take? Would you keep the card? Or would you, I mean, I'll be honest, if the Phillies did something like that, I'll give up the card, as big as that would be. For all that, 30 years of... What? Come on. Okay, last thing. Ted Williams. This Ted Williams MVP award. So this Ted Williams 1946 MVP award, American League MVP award, sold for $528,000 for his 46 AL MVP award. $500,000+. And, Pretty cool here. This Ted Williams MVP award, $500,000+. How much would you pay for a legendary item like that? I don't know. That's a lot of money, though. I don't have that money. So why is it worth pondering? Probably not. So, yes, real quick, this day in Philly's history. I will get to this really quick before we go. In 2021, Bryce Harper won his first MVP as a Philly. He out one of the other finalists, Juan Soto. This was Harper's second MVP, first coming in 2015 with Washington. And Mike Schmidt made the announcement. I remember this very much, because this was when Harper got hit in the face that year, right? And Bryce cried during the got emotional when they interviewed him, I think on Zoom, about it. And it was very emotional for Bryce. And but that's when he won his first MVP award, and Bryce has been a really, really good. He's been a great Philly since he's been here. One of the best free agent signings that we've had here in Philadelphia sports in recent memory. So Bryce winning the 2021 NL MVP award on this day 3 years ago now. Funny how time flies. Also, this day in 97, the Phils traded Kevin Stocker to Tampa Bay for Bobby Abreu. Stock? Part of that 93 team, like I mentioned, and a great color commentator for the radio. For our radio booth now here at WIP. And in return, we got maybe one of the most criminally underrated players here in Philadelphia sports history, Bobby Abreu. And there's people that make the case for Hall of Fame for him. I think he's borderline. They can go either way. But this day in 97, Phils traded Kevin Stocker to Tampa Bay for Bobby Abreu. Okay, that's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Appreciate all of you tuning in. I need to know where you're at on the all-time all 90s Phillies team. That's some bad teams then. Late 90s, a lot of bad teams. But we did have a 93 team. So I'd love to know your thoughts. Give me your player for each position, including starter and reliever. That's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. I'll talk to you guys soon.